This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a moment or two out of your very busy day and study with us this very intriguing question. Why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? It certainly cannot be because He isn't lovable, because He doesn't possess the qualities that He ought to possess if we are to truly love Him, because He does. We spent several days in discussing those lovable qualities of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked some about why love is so great from a Bible standpoint. And then we began to explain why some men do not love the Lord. It is made clear in the Bible that many men will reject Him, even despise Him, even ridicule, make fun of Him. And yet there are those who will love and obey Him as the Bible teaches we should. Why is it that some do not love Him? I have suggested thus far that some men do not love Him because of ignorance, of their own sin, of their own immortality, of the consequences of sin, of God's righteousness, of the judgment that is to follow, and so on. And then we pointed out that men do not love Him because of lust, because they love the world too much. Then we pointed out how foolish it is to love the world rather than to love the Lord, because the world cannot bring us what we really need. To love the world is to love something that will turn to ashes in our hands, that is passing away. And there's really no profit even if you gain the whole world and then lose your own soul. Then last time we had just begun to study the third main division in our series of why men do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. And that point is indifference. And we had talked about the fact that some men are indifferent to the emptying of Christ, of His coming into the world to give His life that we might be saved. Other men do not love Him because of indifference to His love. And then today, beginning at a new point, we point out that some men do not love Him because of ignorance to His suffering. You know, there's a very intriguing statement found in the gospel record in regard to the people who were about the cross when Jesus was hanging there between heaven and earth, not yet dead, but suffering terribly. And the Bible says of some people that they sat and watched Him there. Now it seems clear to me that what this is saying is that they sat and watched Him there in indifference. Just as somebody might watch a tree or a rock on the side of the hill, or watch the water of a brook going as it babbles down the hillside over the rocks and the grass. They watched Him there without any real concern, without crying out in reprimand of the officials who had crucified Him. They simply sat and watched Him there. And just so it is today that many people can hear the story of the cross and in effect simply sit and watch Him there. It means nothing to them that Christ has suffered all of this that they might be saved. They do not consider their own sins or the enormity of them or the fact that out of love He has died that they might be saved. And so they're indifferent to His suffering. Further, some do not love Him because they are indifferent to His pleadings. The record is given in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You can point this pleading out to many people, and they simply do not respond. You can say, listen to the words of the Lord as He pleads, come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. All of you are lost in sin. All of you are lost in the degradation of life, who are living miserable lives, degraded lives, some even who may be living what might be termed mediocre lives. But listen nevertheless to the pleading of Christ. Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And yet many people can listen to that in complete indifference. But our time is gone for today. I hope that you love the Lord. If you do not, I hope you'll at least study the Bible with a view to coming to the point that you do love Him and will be willing to obey Him. And until next time, we bid you a very pleasant good day and pray God's blessings upon you.